Shalom, 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 brethren. Today is Thursday, the 5th of May, 2022. And it's the Hebrew month called Iyar, and it's day 4. Today is the 19th day of the counting of the Omer. Brethren, I apologize, but the last audio has been cut out once again. I've discussed so many things that are crucial to understand the faith, but unfortunately, it's only come up as 9:48. I don't remember what I discussed. I don't remember everything I said. So I ask you to bear with me. But I believe that Yahweh will present another opportunity to bring up those subjects in the future. I believe I talked about the body of Adam, the body of Joseph, and how it was so important for the body of Joseph to, you know, to be removed from Mizraim, Egypt, before leaving Mizraim, because that made way for Israel to be delivered completely from the people of Mizraim. I think I also mentioned that the bondage of Israel began when Joseph was sold into slavery, as revealed by Angel Gabriel to Joseph. On the day just before he met his brothers and they sold him. And I believe this is the month of Tishri that it happened, which is the month of the holy rapture to the heavens, the wedding supper of the Lamb, and the judgment of Abba Yahweh. The reason I say this is because the children of Jacob presented the coat of many colors to him, with the goat's blood or the goat's blood on Yom Kippur, so the 10th day of the Hebrew month called Tishrei, which is the Day of Atonement and also known as Judgment Day. So I did say that it's important to understand all these things. I know it's not really much to do with Israeli Independence Day, but it's good to understand these things. I think I talked about the issue of the when Yahweh was creating male and female, he associated males with the east, and he associated males with the sun. He associated women with the west, and he associated females with the moon. This is why when Adam and Eve were trying to do penitence, at some point after leaving the Garden of Eden, Adam instructed Eve or Chava to go and stand on the west while he stands on the east, to plead with Yahweh to have mercy on them for having committed the sin they had committed in the Garden of Eden. I've talked about other things which I now don't remember. I'm sorry. But I believe I'll have another chance to discuss these issues another time. So we praise Yah for this day once again. This is the day on which we celebrate Israel being the center of the earth, and the fact that everything concerning Israel concerns each and every human being on this earth, whether they are believers in Yahushua HaMashiach or not, because whatever happens to Israel happens to everybody on this earth, because everything to do with the judgment of Yahweh and the good things begin with Israel before they manifest in other parts of the world. And this is why when Yahweh was releasing the message that the Great Tribulation has begun in 2020, he focused on Israel. He was mostly addressing Israel, the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. And he did say that the time of Jacob's trouble has begun. He was quoting Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6 to 7. And he was saying to them that this was signaled by the blood moon that appeared in April of that year. And that should make them to understand that they need to prepare very well for the days ahead, because they are days of great tribulation. And we all saw how much Israel was persecuted in 2020 and 2021. To the extent that we were not able to see Asamakaya, the ring bearer from Israel of a mighty way ministry, be able to do what he was meant to do, because obviously life became challenging in Israel and some people needed to go into hiding. So Israel will be saved eventually. The persecution they're going through now is as a result of the sin of the golden calf. I think that's one of the things I talked about in the previous audio, when it's already been explained in the notes briefly that when Adam and Eve sinned, the broad way to heaven became narrow. And when Israel sinned, the sin of the golden calf, the narrow way became narrower. As per Matthew, as per 2 Ezra 7 and Matthew 7, 13 to 14. So because the path became narrow for Israel, the path became narrow for everybody else as well who wants to be in heaven for eternity. So we have to work extra hard to through this world to be able to make heaven. There's great persecution, particularly from Esau and his agents, but we can overcome. Esau, which is Rome and the Vatican, they at the moment have control over this evil world and they are doing many evil things to ensure the Yah's Torah is hated and the people of Israel are hated. Unfortunately, the prophecy was passed that for as long as Jacob, Israel, live holy before Yah, the people of Israel live holy before Yah, the yoke will be broken off of them. And for as long as they accept the salvation of Yahweh, the yoke of Esau will be broken off of them. But for as long as they reject Yahushua, so Yah's salvation, and they don't try to live holy, the yoke of Esau will continue to be bound around their necks. And that's why Yahushua says in Matthew 11, 28 to 30 that, come unto me, all you who are in labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke, for it is light and easy. He wants us to break the yoke of the enemy over our lives and take his own yoke upon us. So it's very important, brethren, that we continue to pray for Israel rather than point fingers and say, oh, they are rejected Israel. Oh, they contributed to the killing of Yahushua HaMashiach. All that is taking us nowhere in life. What Yahweh desires to see is for us to pray for them. He has allowed Bible prophecy to come to pass the way it has for a reason, but it doesn't mean that Israel is to be accused forevermore. We are not the accuser of the brethren. Let us leave that to the devil and be stand in the gap, just like Daniel did and many other prophets of Yahweh. Yahweh loves it when his people stand in the gap rather than make accusations and start to decree judgments against the people of Yah, particularly Israel. Hosea can testify to this. Another prophet who can testify to this is Amos. There are three major prophets, and Isaiah. So Hosea, Amos, Isaiah, there's others. They can testify to this, that it's no good to go before God and start saying Israel is this, Israel is that. Lord, why don't you just get them, you know, clear them off the earth or give them punishment. God, they tested the wrath of Yahweh as a result of making that kind of statement. And that's why Apostle John says, the accuser of the brethren is the devil, not us who are the body of Yahushua. As the body of Yahushua, we are meant to be one. We are meant to be united in Yahushua. Look out for one another, fight for one another, protect one another from the devil. Hallelujah. So the issue of the land of Israel, it can be complicated if you wish to keep it complicated, but it's better for you to uncomplicate it by seeing things the way Yahweh sees them. As I have said already, yes, the land of Israel is way bigger than what we see it to be now, but that is not something that should really bother us now. There's nothing much we can do about it. We just have to wait for the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach to come so that we can be able to, see the restoration of Yahweh. It's very interesting that this is the month of restoration. This is the month of healing, as we have learned in the first audio. And in this same month, Israel was restored to the Holy Land. Hallelujah. The holiest land in the whole world, the center of the earth. Hallelujah. And in this same month as well, when a war rose up against Jerusalem to take Jerusalem from the Israelites, the people of Israel were able to fight successfully and win Jerusalem back. And hence, we celebrate Jerusalem Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Yah. So in this month of healing or restoration, let us continually look up to Yahweh for healing and restoration of every area of our lives. It could be your health, it could be your ministry, it could be your family, could be your marriage, it could be things you have lost to the devil that belong to you. You can use Joel chapter 2 to claim those things and ask Abba Yahweh to do a miracle in your life. So after the month of redemption and miracles, we transition into the month of healing. Hallelujah. And what does the word of Yah say? I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease. The word is Yahushua. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord. I am Yahweh that healeth thee. I am Yahweh, your healer. I sent my word. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am Yahweh, your healer. I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh that healeth thee. I am Yahweh, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am Yahweh, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am Yahweh, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am Yahweh, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am Yahweh, your healer. Amen, 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 amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Remember, his word is Yahushua HaMashiach. And Yahushua, by the stripes of Yahushua, we are healed. Amen in Yahushua's name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So that is the song of this month. That is the theme of this month, healing restoration. There are other scriptures that talk about healing that we can read from the Bible and ask Yahweh to, you know, bring to pass in our lives. We can start with Exodus chapter 15, where Yahweh healed the waters, and we can also use that opportunity to read about the various healing of waters, like through Elisha, and the healing of bodies, the healing of lepers, the healing of various other things that have happened in history. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Okay, brethren, I'm going to stop here for now. I pray that this audio has not cut out. And I pray that these audios will be a great blessing to you. I feel quite sad that one of the audios has cut out, because I said a lot of important things in the audio. But yes, let us just continue to celebrate this day. And also look forward to the Shabbat. Remember, the Shabbat, sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, is a sign between us and the Maker. And it's the very day he chose in the future to, rapture his bride to the heavens. That's why it's a sign between us and him. It's a code language, but many people don't get it. And they keep arguing that it's Sunday. But you know what? We have said, you know, it's up to everyone. Let everyone make their decision and live with it. At the end of the day, we can only do what we can and leave the rest to the Maker and the people. And we all have a choice to make in life. So, yes, brethren, have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed, if we don't hear from us, have a blessed weekend. Otherwise, enjoy the Israeli independence celebrations, remembering that the land of Israel is something that Yahweh is continuously fighting over. And this is why America is going to be divided into two on a Passover day in the future. I think the place where it will divide at will be San Andreas, California, as punishment for having divided the Holy Land, Israel, into two. Yahweh doesn't, not into two, but dividing the land and trying to give a portion to the Ishmaelites and then another portion to the Israelites. And this happened through Obama. As soon as this happened, the judgment of Yahweh was passed onto America. And one of these days, on a Passover day, Yahweh has promised that the Americans will experience a division of land. Their land will be divided into two. and in the process many lives will be lost. Okay, brethren, I'm going to stop here. So, brethren, I encourage you not to support anybody that divides the land of Israel so that the judgment of Yahweh does not come to you. Europe has also attempted to do the same thing, and as a result, the judgment that awaits Europe is really heavy, is beyond understanding, is beyond description. You know, Yahweh can only describe what we can understand, but what awaits Europe is is really devastating because of what the European Union have done over the years to the land of Israel, which is their main focus anyway. That's the main reason why the European Union was formed, to persecute Israel. And this is why UK was brought out of the European Union. Aside from every other reason that was given politically, from a spiritual perspective, Yahweh wanted UK out of the EU because the EU is extremely evil. Okay, I'm going to stop here for now. If I have anything else to share regarding this, I'll share it as time goes on. But for now, I'm going to stop here, brethren. I wish you a blessed new year in this new journey we have begun as independent Israel. Yes, Israel has existed for many, many years. Even before the creation of the world happened, Israel was formed first before every other nation and people on this earth. And it's because of Israel that everybody else on this earth exists. If Israel, whatever the covenant between Yahweh and Israel was to be broken, and Israel ceases to exist, the rest of this world would be wiped off this world map. Would be wiped off the map of the earth. So it's very important to honor Israel, to love them, respect them, and pray for them. They may be racist towards certain people. They may be discriminative towards certain people. That doesn't mean that we are to hate them or treat them anyhow we like. Our job is to love. Remember, that is a sign that you are Yahushua's disciple, as John chapter 15 says. The sign that you are Yahushua's disciple is to love the neighbor, your neighbors as yourself. Your neighbor can be your enemy, your neighbor can be your friend. You don't only love people who love you back, you are to love people who don't love you as well. So, we are to love Israel and pray for Israel. And remember, the theme for this year is Psalm 122, which includes the verse on praying for Jerusalem. I had many other things to share, but I feel a bit blank and put off now because of the fact that I don't have much space on the phone. And I'm praying this audio hasn't cut out. So, brethren, I'll stop here for now. Remain blessed once again. Shalom. And Chag Sameach.